Welcome to Zichron Duffsy Money Memory of Ram Goldar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blot in Maseches Be'ah, going from Daf Zayin all the way to Daf Yod Gimel. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which stuff do you learn that there is a Havamina that perhaps caring is only us on Shabbos, but not on Yontif? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn the reason why spreading hides is mutter, but spreading chelov is not? That's on Daf Yud Olav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the case of designating 3 birds and finding only 2 on Yontif is not necessarily comparable to putting aside 2 mana on Maaser Sheni and finding only 1? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we mark with Beishon Beisil regarding how to remove the muksa status of the birds in the dove coat? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we mark with Beishon Beisil regarding returning a ladder? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we mark with Beishon Beisil regarding the shiurim for removing seor and chametz from the house? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 7. Which stuff in the case of black doves and white doves was not necessarily a proof of rov v'karov holocha charov because the dove coat had a ledge for other birds to roost on? That's on Dove Yud. Good. Number 8. Which stuff to be learned that a hen only lays fertilized eggs during the day, and if there's a rooster nearby, it only lays fertilized eggs? That's on Dove Zion. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that Efer Kira Muchanu, if the wood was burned before Yontif? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have Ulo bring 3 cases of Hituro Sofan Mishum Tchilasan, such as permitting vendors to put back their shutters? That's on Daf Yidolf. Good. Number 11. Which stuff do we learn that one may not cover the blood of a koi that was shechted on Yontif? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we mokel? Because Maras Ayin is also Aser b'chadri chadarim. That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we mokel? Beisham Beisil. Whether one is permitted to give challah and meat matanos to a kohen on Yontif? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we mokel? Beitzim gemuros in a shek that chicken can be eaten with milk? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 15. Which stuff do we learn the difference between Gemara Malach or Meiser versus the Gemara Malach or Shabbos, which was illustrated by the case of peeling barley kernels? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 16. Which stuff do we discuss the permissibility of using earth that was brought into one's Rishus prior to Yontif? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 17. Which stuff do we learn that one must fully process his Meiser before giving Truma's Meiser to the Kohen? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 18. Which daf do we mark with Beisham Beisil, whether one is permitted to carry a lulav sefer Torah or a child in Rishus of Rabbi in Yontif, based on the issue of Matoch? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 19. Which daf do we learn that young birds will not necessarily go to another dovecote if it's around the corner if they'll lose sight of their dovecote? That's on Daf Yud Olav. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn if one took Maaser from Shibolin before Truma was taken, he only gives Truma's Maaser to the Kohen and not Truma Gadolah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 21. Which daf do we mokos Beisham Beisil regarding moving a dovecote ladder? That's on Daf Tes. Excellent. All right, that concludes this Grand Pop quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, wishing you a great day and great learning.